brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, there's no doubt there's intelligence operations going on. The feds admit they're trying to infiltrate the Patriot movement and take it over. Because we're the only hope of stopping the offshore private banks from taking over. We're the people that exposed that they would bankrupt the economy using derivatives, announce a new bank of the world, announce a new global currency. Everything we said is now happening, so the public is all turning to Ron Paul, myself, and many others. So what does Glenn Beck and the feds do? They are openly taking over with the 9/12 movement. The Tea Party's happening all over the country, and they tell their members, you will not, and I confirmed it. We're looking at their website right now. I'll put this on prisonplanet.tv. We go live in 8 minutes. You are not allowed to have signs that say impeach Obama. You can't show the hope change symbol with a hammer and sickle. Obama bin Laden. You can't say Obama's a liar. I mean, no criticism of government. It's about being gelded. And then they have the nerve above it to have it say, don't tread on me. And all of this stuff. I mean, you know, this is what America is, teaching you how to be a bunch of, in fact, in the new FEMA report put out by the feds, the new secret one we just posted, it says we may not allow, you know, some free speech is allowed, but we may have to restrict free speech in America. It says, you know, people protesting illegal aliens might be covered by the First Amendment, but not in all cases. If we think it might lead to violence. And that's why the feds say, oh, well, you can only be in a free speech zone behind, you know, 2 miles from here because there might be a fight with you and other protesters. See, I mean, can you imagine Glenn Beck, that ninny? I mean, he's a ninny. He sits up there in ninnies and does all these effeminate gestures. And I mean, I feel like I'm, well, you know what I feel like. I mean, it's just, and nothing, you know, against men that are effeminate. It's just that he fits the effeminate scammer archetype for me. You know, that I call it fake ninny charm. You ever run into folks in business and life, and once you get enough life experience, you learn people with a fake ninny charm that these are people to watch. These are people that will stab you in the back in 5 seconds. And he is off the charts with the fake and any charm. I don't want to make my show about Glenn Beck. It's just that we're sending We Are Change, 9/11 Truth, other groups, by sending, people, they say they're going, no orders from headquarters here, down there to give them Obama deceptions and other things. Obama's going to the big university in Phoenix, Arizona State University, and they're close to making 10,000 copies of that. To hand it out. I mean, the establishment's upset. And look, I'm sorry. We're going to stand up to you and the bankers. You know, the private Federal Reserve, admittedly, has sent out tens of thousands of bank workers to be paid to go to universities, high schools, you name it, and brainwash people about how great the Federal Reserve was. When I was protesting the Federal Reserve last year in Dallas on End the Fed Day, November 22nd, while we were outside being watched by the Army and being called terrorists in Army documents we later got, they had hundreds of high school teachers and professors in there being paid, being taught a weekend course how to go out and brainwash people that how great the new global currency is and how great the Federal Reserve is. Because these criminals are destroying America, and they know they've got to be politically active and suppress us exposing them. And so that's all this is. They're trying to take over our Tea Party movement, and it isn't going to work. So everybody, go to Glenn Beck's stinking Tea Party movement. Have whatever sign you want. They're not going to be able to have the cops stop everybody's signs. And I would have impeach Obama signs, since they say those are banned. And Obamanism with the communist symbol. And you're fired. And revolution is brewing. And, you know, it's your First Amendment. They're advertising this as public events. But they're trying to tell you what you can and can't bring. And, you know, I'm tempted now to saddle up and go down there myself. Because you know, this is in Texas, where Texas ancestors fought and died against tyranny, and they're going to be sliming around in front of the Alamo, telling people what they can and can't say. Can you imagine if they told Colonel William Travis what he could and couldn't say? He'd say, "Shut up, tyrant." I mean, you know, this is where they castrate people. So if you're part of this event on Glenn Beck's side, you're just there to have your testicles chopped off.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are Change San Antonio called in. By the way, we just started simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Put that San Antonio Tea Party website back up. They've been going to these meetings. You know, it's Ron Paul Gribbs that started the Tea Parties. It's Gary Franchi and others that started the End the Fed protest. It's our movement against the private bankers that are looting and raping us, which is very popular right now. The people know it's the truth. We're the good guys. Well, they say, hey, you don't bring signs. You know, they have the acceptable ones there on the top for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But scroll down. Under there, oh, it's borderline to have an image of the Founding Fathers dumping tea in the harbor. Founding Fathers, we don't know if that's allowed. The sign of hope, change, with the image of the Statue of Liberty in trouble. No, can't have that. Can't say Obamanism with a hammer and sickle around his rising sun. And you can't have one that says Obama lied. You can't have one that says impeach Obama. I mean, no free speech. So I guess the Tea Party is an anti-free speech meeting. I mean, I guess it's like when you take your dog to have him neutered. I guess you could just, I mean, it's legal and lawful for men. If you want to go be castrated, you could just go to the doctor and pay to have it done instead of having Glenn Beck do it for you. I mean, that's what Glenn Beck does, is he poses and he's radical and he's going to expose the FEMA camps and he's going to expose this. And, oh, they don't exist. It's kooks. He uses a straw man argument and goes after what I predicted he would, the few fake stories that are out there. And, oh, Ron Paul supporters are terrorists, and the Army needs to be used against them, and they're with McVeigh, right out of these government reports. I mean, that's all I do is read these federal reports that get leaked to us and others. And I saw Glenn Beck years ago going off talking points out of federal documents. I mean, you know, I know the guy's an operative, and that's what they're doing. And again, I don't make this show about attacking other talk show hosts, even people I can't stand. You know, Dianne Feinstein. Let's get that clip ready, the video clip. Now, she came out in 60 Minutes and said, you know what, last weekend, we are going to reintroduce the assault weapons ban when the time's right. And by the way, it's an expanded assault weapons ban to actually ban them physically and make you be federally registered and shut down gun shows. They're going to tag all this on. In fact, they have done it. And then now, last night on 60 Minutes, they have the Mexican ambassador saying, oh, we need to ban your guns in America. Because that's what's causing the problem in Mexico. Not drug prohibition that makes the drug gangs make so much money. It's not the drug war that's caused all this. Increase the drugs, increase the profits, all of it. Everybody knows that's what did it. Just like prohibition of alcohol did that 80 years ago. And it's not that Mexico has a total gun ban for citizens. You know, that's why Chicago is so bad or New York's so bad. And they always use those as examples of why I need to turn my guns in Texas. Because where they've got control, where the big city crime machines have control, they've disarmed everybody, so it's a hellhole. And they're obsessed with blaming it on us. Now, I said I was going to go to calls. I got a lot of clips coming up I got to get to, too. But Matthew, we are Change, who alerted us to this last hour. We did confirm it's accurate. They're saying, you know, no Alex Jones allowed. You know, we don't want Alex Jones there. Hey, look, I don't want to be around you either. It's not fun to go down and confront Glenn Beck and actually look at a Benedict Arnold. I mean, it hurts my spirit to see. Folks, I have to tell you, I've exposed Janet Reno and gone up against her. I've been arrested for asking Bush a question. You know, there are a few people that actually put off an aura as evil as Glenn Beck. It's not just all the evidence I have. I mean, it's my guts. It's like a dog knows when somebody's bad. I'm like going, and the hair is going up. I mean, this is bad. This guy is bad. This is a treacherous, larcenous traitor who wants to steal your freedoms. So they're here to co-opt our movement. Suddenly Fox News is worried about the New World Order after all these years saying it doesn't exist. And then they're begging for $35,000 on here. And so what you do is I guess you give them thousands of dollars and they tell you, be a good citizen, be polite, don't call for Obama's impeachment. It's just disgusting. You know, talking down to everyone like it's this is like I remember in first grade when we were going to go to the zoo in Dallas, and for weeks before they would go, and you will hold hands when you go to the bathroom, and you will not raise your voice, and you will tie your shoelaces, because we're following the ninny patriot leader. I mean, I can't even do it. You know, it's like a... I'm Glenn Beck. I'm your patriot leader. I can't even do it, man. I can't even do it. The guy is... And it's not just that he's effeminate. He's that effeminate, ninny backstabber. You know, the real fake. Oh, I care about you. When he does it, it's so fake. It's all about how he's getting it over on you. I promise I would have exposed the camps if they'd have been real, but they're not. And these patriot types are McVeigh people. I'm worried about them. Next up, we need to attack Iran. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I mean, I can't even do it. I'm sorry. I'm tired of him. I can't look at him anymore. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's go back to Matthew in Texas. So you dare to say you're going to bring the Obama deception? You know what's going to happen. The police on city property are going to try to say, in America, you can't hand free videos out. The veterans fought, so you'd have no freedom. Travis died in the Alamo right there, so you'd have freedom to shut up. So there needs to be a bunch of you down there and catch it all on videotape, how they try to destroy freedom in America. And this will only blow up bigger in their face. The coward Beck has already said he's not going to go on stage. Because I've seen video of him at other events. He literally looks like a dog when it's scared of thunder. He just, he runs to his bodyguards. If anybody goes, hey, Glenn Beck, what about the New World Order? He goes, and runs. I mean, we can pull these videos up on YouTube because he is cowardice. He is weakness. He is the New World Order. He is, that's why they like him. They go, man, this is a slime ball. And they also know that regular good people will see him and know there's something not right about that guy. And then, oh, he's the new Patriot leader. He's meant to turn off everybody else and make the Patriot movement look bad, but also sucker in the dumbest. All right, I'm already, this show is not about Glenn Beck, but I having him try to tell people that they can't be on city streets with signs and then calling that founding father patriotism, again, it's a bait and switch. It's a you-know-what sandwich, and I ain't taking a bite out of it. All right, enough of Beck, enough of the ninny. But I tell you, another ninny was that James Magsy had on the show with him. I mean, this was like a ninny fest. But, of course, it's cowards that serve the New World Order. That's what you've got to realize. It's cowardly, weak scum. And they fool good men and women into thinking they're good, and then they use our strength to carry out their New World Order. Okay, Matthew, go ahead.
And there is an upside to this, Alex. We were at their first meeting maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and the 2 or 3 organizers of the San Antonio Tea Party are just the biggest Glenn Beck groupies around. And
well, they're probably state police informants. But...
No, they give off that vibe very much so.
No. Just wait outside, follow them home. It's state police. Okay, go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah. And
it's a 100%, 110% chance there's feds and state police, because the state police are really federal with the funding. I have all the reports here. But there's a 95% that it's the leaders. But go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't doubt it. They send off that vibe totally. And at their meeting, someone asked, well, what are we going to do after the Tea Party? And I jumped in, in the Fed. It's the week, 2 weeks after the 25th. And I was like, we had at that time 100 Obama Deception DVDs and 100 Fiat Empire DVDs. We started handing them out. Everybody was coming up to us. Oh, thank you. It's so good to see you guys here. They told one of our other younger guys, hey, it's so good to see you young people in action. And what website was that? InTheFed.us? And there was another older gentleman there, and he was like, you all need to go to Infowars.com. And people are like, what website is that? We're like, yeah, it's Infowars. And
what were the state police doing when you did that?
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm building up to. After the meeting, the organizers pulled us aside, and they're as peed off as anything. They were upset. They were telling us, if you're going to come here doing this, send us an email, yada, yada, yada. And, I did have about 5 or 6 endgames that I handed out. And he was like, you're here to promote Mr. Jones, and we don't want nothing to do with that. I was like, hey, well, y'all are talking about ending the tax. To end the tax, you got to end the Fed. And don't you agree? Well, yeah, but he was telling me, I'm not against free speech, but then he's like,
look, you want to break a major story? Now that we've said this, they probably won't be there now. Follow them. Just run the plates on the car. They think you're so dumb, it's probably going to even be an unmarked when you go outside. Where do they have you guys meet?
They have their own meetup, and it's on meetup.com, SAT Party. I'm a member of that meetup.
Where do they have you meet, though?
Oh, okay. They have meetings at a hamburger joint called the Time Machine.
And what do the leaders look like?
Eric Adams is one of the main organizers. He's the guy who's kissed Glenn Beck's hand. He's the guy who lobbied him to get down here.
Now, I understand. What's he look like?
He's a skinny guy going bald, very full of himself. He's just going on and on that it was all him that brought Glenn Beck down. He's a skinny guy.
He may not be a cop then. Okay, well, what's the other one look like?
There is one that looks like he might be a cop. Big old pot belly.
Well, there's usually there'll usually be one behind the front man that'll be the operative. So.
Well, yeah, we didn't actually see any of your stereotype of bald head tattooed guys around. But if anybody did look like
goateed, in shape, looks like a criminal. That's BATF or FBI. Normally, the types they've got infiltrating us are Army Intelligence or State Police. They'll be about 6'2", 6'3", clean-cut. Usually, they're not in super good shape by then because they've been on so many details out surveilling people. I mean, you can see them in the Obama deception. The guy that's following us in the parking lot, that's what they look like. They look always the same. But then they'll have another guys with like little mustaches and, you know, like a painter's cap who'll play the part of the liberal. And then they'll be like, let's kill cops. Let's attack. And you follow them out and they got a cop car. You know, they get in. All right. Good job. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you're exposing the operations of the establishment. You're not going to infiltrate and take us over. Okay. You can't stop us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
I just can't believe the stuff the New World Order comes up with. That's all. I mean, I can't. Some ninnying liar saying patriots are McVeigh bombers, and we go, oh, you're such a patriot, we love you. And you can't have any free speech either. Oh, yes, that's freedom. Which makes me sick. Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this. Gordon Brown's plan for an army of teen volunteers. Gordon Brown has vowed to make every young person do 50 hours of voluntary work by the time they reach the age of 19. I am actually living in 1984. Can you put that London Telegraph up on screen, Jaron? Now, what's wrong with this headline? Gordon Brown has vowed to make every young person do 50 hours, make every young person do 50 hours of voluntary work, make every young person do 50 hours of voluntary work by the time they reach the age of 19. Make volunteer, make you volunteer, make you. That's like, I made this woman volunteer to have sex with me. I mean, no, literally, I'm sorry. That's what this is. I mean, I wonder if rapists will use that. I made her volunteer. I put a gun to her head and I made her volunteer. Or I made my neighbor volunteer to sell me their house for a dollar. The house is worth $200,000, but I made my neighbor by putting a 45 to their head, sell me their house for a dollar. How about I made my neighbor give me the house? The neighbor wouldn't listen, so I shot his daughter. And then he gave me the house. Give me the house or she dies. Okay. See, I made him volunteer. I mean, this is 1984, folks. And notice what's going on in England. What's going on in Canada? What's going on in Australia? What's going on in the United States? Everywhere it's, in middle school 50 hours, in high school 100 hours, and then 18 to 25 compulsory military disaster training and fatigues at military bases. And we go, the bill's introduced. Shut up, doesn't exist, Alex. Well, here's five different bills, H.R. 444 and others. And the left is like, well, maybe we need compulsory service. Al-Qaeda did hit us hard. But it's only volunteering. They only make you volunteer. They only make you put a uniform on. It's volunteering. You know, I said I'd take your calls. But Forrest hung up and Debbie and everybody else. You know what? Maybe I should never take calls anymore. Because I can't get to all this news. I have this huge mega viral story going everywhere about bird flu, but everybody's ignoring all the real bird flu news. I have this federal report where they're saying gun owners are terrorists and the feds are getting ready to come after us and that free speech may not be free speech. I've got all this eugenics news here, and I want to go to your calls, but I got Naomi Wolf coming up and then Joe Bannister. I'll have no time to play these clips if I don't go to them. Doesn't matter. Let's go to a few more here. Let's talk to Zach in Texas and Dustin in Germany. I'll at least get to them. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Zach in Houston.
Hello,
hey, I wanted to talk to you about KHOU Channel 11 here in the Houston area. Like 3 weeks ago, I was up in the morning about 6 a.m. getting ready to go to work, and they made an announcement that said the Texas City Refinery, that's where I live, will be releasing extra amounts of sulfur dioxide into the air due to a pressure problem, and that it would affect people with allergies that day. And I would never paid it no mind until I heard that person on your show last week talking about sulfur dioxide.
That's in the official government reports. They're spraying us with sulfur dioxide, aluminum, barium, salts, and other things that attack your body.
Okay. And so basically another question I had about that is I have an outdoor garden, all organic and everything. Do you think that crap is affecting it?
Well, I mean, I'm not... I've seen the statistics in living in Houston or surrounding areas. So many decades of toxic waste being dumped, buried homes. You know, the oil companies and chemical companies, a lot of the housing developments were built on oil company land where they had refineries. And so that's why the cancer rate's off the chart in Houston. I know folks have to live there for the work, and I got family lives down there. But I remember being a little kid driving in the car from Dallas, and I'd say, oh, we're at Houston. My eyes are burning and the stink. And, I mean, I wouldn't live anywhere near Houston if I had a choice. I mean, those chemical plants, all of it, it is so bad. I mean, that's a real environmental problem. And certainly, none of that's good for your plants.
Okay, one more thing. Also on KHOU this week, which is Channel 11 here in Houston, they're doing an expose on, it had to be tipped off from you, but it says expose on Houston's mass graves. The commercial shows the plastic coffins, it shows backhoes, it shows freaking semi-trucks going in and out of a plot. I don't know where they got the video, but it's definitely something from like one of your listeners or something. I would say had to.
I bet my bottom dollar, though, they're going to do a straw man. They're going to show the new vaults being built for all the veterans that are dying that are real and legitimate and mixing in with the plastic coffins. Hey, the debate's over. I have the federal documents. They're building mass graves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Why the union's a big businessman, and they're going down like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas.
Okay.
Then they want to grow it on the moon.
I gotta get into this. Homeland Security. I called Homeland Security. This is their federal report, put out April 7th. And it says, basically, gun owners are terrorists. So I'm going to go over this. But first, I'm going to get into the latest internet hysteria out there. And we're going to go to that in a moment. The first issue I need to cover is that you have these burial vaults all over the country being radically expanded at federal cemeteries. Massive increases. And they talk about 700 plus thousand World War II Korean War vets are scheduled, you know, on average to die this year. And I looked that number up. It's accurate. And they have suddenly changed the vaults where they put them side by side and put four coffins in each vault, stacking them on each other like they do in Europe. So I can buy that. But then the feds come out. I had to pick this up off the floor. Then the feds come out and say there's no plans for mass graves, incinerators, it's all lies, and say that the plastic FEMA coffins are made up. When those are confirmed and the company that sells them to the government confirms millions and millions of these plastic coffins in Georgia and Colorado are out there. And I have the Rocky Mountain News, big paper in Colorado, Jim Erickson, Rocky Mountain News, February 8, 2003, article titled State Prepares for Bioterrorism. It says executive order signed for mass graves and incinerators, dig mass graves under executive orders drafted for the event of bioterrorism attack. Cremate disease-ridden corpses and dig mass graves. And then it goes through the executive order for a pandemic. So there's the Rocky Mountain News. You can just Google that. It's mainstream news. Mass graves prepared for U.S. citizens. State prepares for bioterrorism. Okay. Here is the state of New York, Department of State, Division Cemeteries. This is posted on Infowars.com. You can call these phone numbers. This went out all over the country. They've been asked to get ready for a bird flu or other pandemic to kill millions. And how many bodies can they bury per acre? And is each cemetery ready to bury tens of thousands on their extra acreage? Now, that's from the state of New York right there. And I covered this last week. So what does the media do, though? They go out in Phoenix and everywhere else and go, oh, this is just a VA, you know, National Cemetery for the Dead. It's no big deal. But in truth, we have confirmed they've been contacted and are preparing for more dead troops from combat, not just troops that are dying who are veterans. You know, veterans who've grown old and are dying. So that's how they do the straw man, and that's the problem with all of this, is people don't go to the real documentation. They go to speculation, and I guess a week and a half ago or something, one of the Genesis shows, a nice show, Joyce Riley's show here on Genesis. I'm not criticizing her, but I want to make that clear. A caller calls in, and if you really listen to what the lady's saying, it's all craziness. I mean, all I do is study how this stuff really operates, what really goes on, and what the real threats are, and I know baloney when I hear it. Now, what's real? This is just what I printed up this morning. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. Live bird flu. Pharmaceutical companies paid homeless centers to tell them it was just a normal flu shot, and it killed them better than hammer. 23 died at one homeless facility. 21 people died at one homeless center, died alone. And that's London Telegraph right there. I mean, you can Google people die from bird flu vaccine. You'll get hundreds of articles. So there's that. Here's another one. AFP, Health Workers Agency, French Press. Health workers on trial for vaccine scam in Poland. 9 health workers went on trial in northern Poland Monday, accused of having tested a vaccine against bird flu in nearly 200 patients without their knowledge, court officials said. And it goes on. Now, remember, Baxter Pharmaceutical, 18 countries, ships out live bird flu, the stuff that kills humans but not airborne yet. They order the companies, the sub-companies, without telling them what it is, to mix it with a multi-strains of real human bird flu, of regular human flu with the bird flu that humans can catch. And that's how, the exact way, scientists and firms that looked at this in major newspapers, you know, Bloomberg, Toronto Star, Canadian Free Press, all the big Czech Republic papers had scientists going, this is exactly how you'd mutate bird flu. This had to be done by design. Now, there's no discussion of where that vaccine material went. They just say it was shipped out. And then you got these deaths. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, is something that's serious and needs to be looked at. And so I don't blame people for getting hysterical when all of this, you know, you have a history of a government over and over and over again that's totally criminal, eugenics, calling for a reduction of population of more than 50%, upwards of 90% in some documents. That's in the mainstream news today with government officials saying that. You have all of this happening, all of this unfolding. So, yes, people are going to get upset. People are going to hear this. Truck drivers are going to get upset. You know, people are going to start getting hysterical. And then the media is going to focus in on the issues that aren't real. You know, this should have been top national news. Where is the vaccine? Where was the live bird flu vaccine shipped to? What's going on with it? Baxter is a U.S. company. But I know how governments operate, and I know they don't get random truck drivers and then tell them what they're carrying and then tell them we're going to pay you in cash and we're going to give you injections and you're going to go down silos and bring this up. And, you know, just the whole thing, the way it comes together. And then people grab that audio and put video of running up to a train stopped on the side of the road, like it's Blair Witch Project, breathing heavily, and they jump on board open container cars. Half the trains out there are empty. They dump their load, they go back. But, you know, just some shaky camera work of cargo trains empty is then the total proof, and the hysteria then ensues. And Glenn Beck and people will go get things like this news story. Linda Thompson putting out fake flames shooting out of the tank at Waco. The media focused on that instead of the flare footage and the Delta Force admitting they went there and murdered everybody. And Time and Newsweek admitting there were troops there, and even foreign troops. Ignore all that real stuff. Let's focus on Linda Thompson's fake video. Then she puts out a fake video of a train repair shop. I knew Beck was going to go with that. It's not hard. So this is how they try to discredit this, and this is what they do. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of this show from a Genesis show, the Power Hour. Here it is.
I'm calling because I'm very concerned. We have some actual proof that a trucker may actually be transporting bird flu.
Back that up. We have proof that a trucker may actually be. That's kind of like this headline I was reading here earlier. Gordon Brown has vowed to make every young person do 50 hours of volunteer work. To make you, and then you read what he's introducing, force compulsory national service. It's a lot more than 50 hours. That's just how they start it. So see, listen to that clip again carefully. We have proof that he may be. Listen.
I am calling because I'm very concerned. We have some actual proof that a trucker may actually be transporting bird flu.
Stop again. We have proof that he may be actually. But, I mean, meanwhile, they admit that it came out 4 years ago that weaponized bird flu crashed in a car wreck with FedEx. It was in the Associated Press. Nobody cared. You have real bird flu being mailed out to over 5,000 locations then. And then they mail it out to all these locations in Europe, Baxter does, and have it mixed with it. But there's no hysteria, no freaking out, no Google videos, no YouTube videos, because it's documented. See, I mean, I don't understand it. There's all these videos with tens of millions of views of fake FEMA stuff, but none of all the real things. Go ahead and finish up with it.
We have a federal agent who is aware, who has taken the documents to many agencies, including New York State Police, the FBI in many, many states, infection control, disease. And what this trucker reported was that he works for Department of Homeland Security. He's a Spanish man who is trucking an independent truck. He goes down to the corner of Broadway and Clinton in Albany, New York, at the Department of Homeland Security facility every single evening for loads. He said there are Ray Moore and Flanagan's and J.B. Hunt trucks ahead of him loading, that he has taken loads from a silo above Glens Falls. His truck actually was lowered into the ground into a silo.
Yeah, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. She later says it's missiles. So he's in silos getting fresh bird flu, but you listen to the whole tape, never is there any proof of bird flu. And then they're down in the missile silos and the missiles, and then it's being trucked around, and then they pay them cash, and they go to windows to get their money, and they go in back rooms. It's not how the government operates. Just keep playing it.
The ground. He was given a shot in his arm to protect his family. He transported iced refrigerated loads to the Pentagon.
By the way, stop there. Stop there. I mean, I was watching a lot of our programs about the history of trucking. They have federal lines, and they have federal lines that carry nukes, carry bio, carry everything. It's all government run. But, I mean, listen to this. This hysteria. Go back to it.
Maryland, Tucson, Arizona, He was told that if the, he told the federal investigator how he's getting paid through the Bank of America with a number. He walks up to a window. He presents his number. He is taken to a back room and paid in cash. He showed the federal agent $100,000 worth of receipts because he gets $5,000 per load, and he's done as many as 3 loads per day.
Okay, now wait. Let me just stop you right here because this is amazing information to say the least. Now, perhaps he is transporting vaccines, refrigerated vaccines. Is that a possibility?
Anything that has to be iced either has to be an antigen or an antibody. That's all we know. But we know that they gave him the shot to transport it, that they told him it was to protect his family, that it is obviously something that has to be kept refrigerated. He did one load for a complete week to Tucson, Arizona and back, but the amount of money that they're paying him under the table through Bank of America, only loading at night, they call him and they ask him to come down to meetings at Department of Homeland Security at 3 o'clock in the morning. They'll ask him how he's doing and send him back home and say, fine, you're okay, go back home. He has other truckers. He knows of a trucker with a 53-foot bed unit that took a missile type. He was able to see his load, and that was taken out to Phoenix, Arizona. He was given $18,000 to truck that load 2 times. It was 80 tons, and he blew his brakes. The Department of Homeland Security took care of it. He also has been to 2 silos. He's been to many cities with his loads. He's continuously working for Department of Homeland Security, and they are relocating him since the federal agents and the state police were notified. We were notified that he is being relocated to Tucson, Arizona, at a base 15 miles below Tucson. And
okay,
that
now, let me just ask you, Mary, how did you come upon this information?
I can't say. I mean, just what I'm saying already has probably put me in danger.
Look, I can't play any more of it. I can't listen to it. Folks, it just gets more whacked out from there. Again, the news, health workers on trial for vaccine scam in Poland, bird flu injections, homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial. Now, that's mainstream news. And then the video ends with people hysterically running up to a train with it shaking everywhere, and it's just an empty train. I mean, there's train tracks all around here. The trains, you know, half of them are full going one direction, the other half are empty going the other direction. I guess I could run up hyperventilating and shoot video of a train. And again, I'm not blaming people for picking up on this. This is what happens as the general public wakes up but doesn't have the deep discernment yet. This is what happens because the government has tested chemical, biologicals, radiologicals. They have carried out the Tuskegee experiment and all the other things people know about. There is some weird stuff going on with bird flu. But they just ship it around in FedEx trucks. And then when it's nukes and actual bioweapons and things, they ship them on government lines, government contracted lines. And it's just done nonchalantly. But to say refrigerated stuff out of missile silos to other missile silos, and then he had a missile, and then he saw it. I mean, you listen to that, folks. I've heard it a million times. I know bull when I hear it. And I'd stake my right arm that this is the biggest load of malarkey I've ever heard in my life. Now, again, I don't blame, you know, I could take a crazy call like that, and I would certainly entertain it. I'm not blaming anybody for that. And I don't blame listeners and people out there for posting the videos and asking people about it. But you asked me what I thought of it, folks, and I've told you now. And it just goes on and on from there. About how he's in the witness protection program now and the feds don't want people to know. And it's just unbelievable. Meanwhile, no one is going to talk about how they're doing bird flu trials that are killing people. Nobody's going to talk about where are the 18 countries' flu vaccines they mix with bird flu. Nobody's going to talk about that. That's not what's important. That's not a big deal. Confirmed people being injected and dying. Or HPV being injected in schoolgirls and them dying all over the country and all over the world. Or how they want to force boys to take it. See, in the in plain view, some African countries with 46% of the women dying of HIV, Bayer knowingly shipping out over 1 million ampules with Baxter that has the bird flu being shipped out, with their vaccines filled with live HIV and hepatitis. Oh, that's, we don't want to hear about that. We want to run up to a train hyperventilating. I mean, show that video at the very end. Cue it up to the last minute. Show that to folks on that video. Here it is. That's a Union Pacific truck, I think.
This was, you don't need shackles and benches when you think about it, because who gives a shit? Why can we put it in an oven?
Oops, I think somebody took a longer clip. I'd actually seen one that didn't have that in it. Anyways, just don't play the audio. I apologize for that, folks. I saw a different clip because they've added something to the end of it. But I mean, he just runs up and shows an empty train. And then Glenn Beck will show this and say, we made it up. And that's how the video ends. So this is how the hysteria and the insaneness to where people don't know what's true anymore. Can you guys play it without the audio? I just want folks to see the proof. I mean, what does this have to do with bird flu and silos? And it goes on and on. I mean, this is the footage. Shot Blair Witch style on purpose. Water all over the lens. Oh, this is a psyop, folks. And then he runs up into a train. And it's a Union Pacific train just sitting there waiting to go to a factory to be loaded. I mean, you know, meanwhile, we've got all the real stuff going on in plain view and nobody cares.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Earlier in the show, I mentioned how Newsweek reported that Russians were in Waco with a, quote, white noise machine and some subliminal machine, some mind control system. And then Tim, who works here in the office, comes back and goes, look what we just got in the mail. I had this years ago. This is from 1994. Beyond Prozac is the cover story. and February 7th, 1994, and it talks about the Russians and mind control. The techniques used include transmissions that could have convinced Koresh he was hearing the voice of God inside his head. The Air Force offered a top-secret non-lethal system, and it goes on. And it describes it on a bunch of the pages in here. So this is interesting. I want to thank the listener that sent us this, because I'd had that years ago and lost it. Now it goes back into the pile. But look, I don't like policing what people say and do here on air. It's just when I get hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls going, oh, my God, run for the hills, they're releasing bird flu. I go, wait a minute. You might want to run to the hills. I mean, I've actually thought about moving to the country because stuff's getting so crazy in the event something like this happens. Because, I mean, they are shipping bird flu around the world. They are shooting people up with it. People are dying. And that's mainstream news. And then I post mainstream news, and then people, the news calls me bad for even reporting on it. So I understand why people are freaking out and thinking everything is bird flu being shipped around to kill them. I just never understand why the craziest stuff and the most incredible stuff is what's put to the fore, what's put to the forefront instead of all the serious stuff. And that's what we cover here, is what can be proven. But again, I don't blame people, enough respect and others, you know, for posting this and asking, because when you've got a government this corrupt, this evil, this bad, who's been caught doing these things over and over again. I mean, I'll use one example of literally thousands, and we put some of these examples in my film Endgame. You know, all mainstream government documents, mainstream news. Imagine the U.S. government taking 4,000-plus foster children and putting them in radiation chambers and flipping a switch and killing them just to test radiation. And some of them, they gave them a dose that killed them in a month. Some of them gave them doses that kill them in an hour. You know, the reports would be the child cried and bled from every orifice for 1 week and then died. I mean, they'd have film cameras filming, you know, the sores coming up, the teeth falling out, the blood. I mean, this is zombie stuff. Picture the kids being radiated and the doctors having them, you know, chained down, watching how they die, or giving pregnant GIs' wives uranium and plutonium pills and saying this is vitamins, and then had film cameras there when they had the miscarriage to see what it would do. This is all Joseph Mengele stuff. So do I think they could be shipping bird flu around and doing all this? Well, yeah, I know they are. FedEx trucks crash and it dumps out all over the street. That Google car crash bird flu or truck crashes with bird flu, that was like 4 years ago. It made the news. But instead, it's all this, I can't tell you, silos, missiles, iced, they pay them in cash. That's not how the government does it. They all do it nonchalant. It's government trucks doing that. Or if it's research facilities shipping bird flu out to hundreds of universities and institutions, it's done by FedEx, which is crazy. And so I just ask people, stick with what you can prove. Please get it out to people that they're shipping out bird flu all over the place and shooting people up with it. I mean, this isn't something that's speculative. This is proven. This is documented. This is admitted. All right. I'm going to come back and do 5 focused minutes. I should have spent all day on this, but I got sidetracked. On the latest, this isn't a federally written report at the state level. This is an internal Homeland Security document. Up on Infowars.com, gun owners are terrorists. Then we got Naomi Wolf coming up, and then Joe Bannister. This is key. This is key. But we had to cover the other thing because it's discredited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.